Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday. It is May the 2nd, 2022, 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in the U.K. and Germany, East and West Africa, and I do have my honorary member in India. Karun Patati. Yes. Listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com. It is GUBBARUM.com. Gumbarum.com. Please do visit Gumbarum for all your rum libation needs. Now listen, y'all. Mama got something to tell y'all. It's a special showcase on today. It's a special musical showcase and a musical salute. I am telling you, Corky Wink is in house. Corky Wink. Listen, y'all. Now, listen. You know, I'm just getting started, and my chair's already floating up in the air like gazoo. You know? Okay, y'all, pull me down. Pull mama down. Y'all, help me come down. Come on, Bart. Get on one side. Snuff love against you, get on the other side, pull mama down. Anytime I go to talk about Corky Wink, my chair go to floating up in the air in this booth. Listen. It's a special showcase for Corky Wink, favorite Abel and Horny and Willis. Oh, my God, and Paul Flannery. I'm telling you, it's going to be rolling, rolling on the river. Y'all know like Tina Turner. Y'all know like Tina Turner, how Tina Turner been singing. I'm rolling. Rolling on the river. Listen, now y'all know I ain't no singer. I can't sing by no scratch of the imagination. I just really can't. So listen, y'all know mama loves to entertain, but Horny, there's some bad stuff going down tonight. I'm going to kick it on off with Corky Wink. You know, I miss your, oh, Lord. Anytime I go to talk about this man's music, I tell you, chills just goes all over my body. Listen, okay. First up is I Miss Your Touch, Corky Wink. Now, y'all listen to how he picked this guitar. Y'all listen to how he pick on this guitar. That guitar is his bread, and his voice is the butter. So now y'all listen at the guitar picking and listen to that smooth, silky butter voice. This is I Miss Your Touch. Check it out.
Choice to make, to leave the one you love, follow your mind and keep your heart locked up, to take the exit and never look back again, leave for reasons they will never understand. I miss your touch, feeling of bliss when your hands on me. I miss your touch, your radiant spirit when you smile at me. I miss your touch. The choice wasn't easy, it broke my heart in two, to leave so suddenly of a life with you. Inside you I couldn't bear the weight, my spirit crushed by your survival's weight. I miss your touch, the feeling of bliss when your hands on me. I miss your touch, your radiant spirit when you smile at me. I miss your touch. Thank you. yours is a heavy tone. Hovering love that has claim both souls. My double heart that leaves nothing more. My double heart leaves love feared and cold. I'm never gonna see you smile at me again. Where you have love erased by pain within. Like a storm that's been blown out to sea. All I'm left with is just a memory. How does your touch? Feeling blessed when your hands on me. I miss your touch. Spirit when you smiles at me. I miss your touch.
Mr. Wank, but I sure miss your touch, honey. Listen. Did y'all know you can miss something you ain't never had? Oh, my Lord. Now, I know y'all probably wondering, how in the Sam Hill can you miss something you ain't never had? Let me break it down and explain it to y'all. Now, listen, I got to go real fast because this is a serious musical salute and musical showcase on tonight. Now, listen to that Corky Wank singing that song, I Miss Your Touch. He making me feel like, you know, I'm missing something I ain't never had. Because, listen, I ain't never had no touch from Mr. Corky Wink, so I'm missing that. You know what I mean? You can miss something you ain't never had. You know, people always say, well, if you ain't never experienced something, how would you know that you missing out on something? Well, honey, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you a lesson in love. If you ain't never really, really been in love on the real deal, honey, you missing out on the spice of life. You missing out on the goodness of life. So, listen, you missing out on something you ain't never had. Honey, listen. How you know you can enjoy a steak if you ain't never had one? Now, listen, some people is like this. Some people like this. Let me break it down. I'm going to give you the ABCs of life right here and right now real quick. Now, listen, y'all, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't like that. I don't want none of that. They look at something. You put it in front of them. I don't want that. I don't like the way they look. Well, honey, you got to taste it to know if you like it or not, right? So listen, if somebody put in front of you a plate that's something that looks unappealing, you know, and sometimes God will deliver a man to you and you say you don't want him because of the way he looks, you could have the best thing being delivered to you and you don't even know it because you're just looking at the outside. Let me tell you something. Until you put it in your mouth, you put that steak or whatever is being put in front of you, put in your mouth, you taste it, and you experience it. So listen, you got to experience some stuff in this lifetime. You're going to experience some stuff. But listen, sometimes folks miss out on the best experience in life because they won't receive it and they won't accept it. Now, do you hear what I'm saying to you? This is the ABCs of life, and I'm doing it real fast. I'm trying to take my time so y'all can grasp the nugget that's on the inside of it. And I'm going to say this again. Sometimes people miss out on the best experience in life because they won't receive it and they won't accept it. But listen, if somebody put a filet mignon steak in front of you and you won't accept it and receive it, you'll never know how juicy it is. So listen, you got to taste it and experience. See, now God is telling somebody out there something. God talking to you right now. I don't know who he's talking to, but he's talking to somebody. God wants you to accept something. God wants you to receive something. And God wants you to experience something. He putting something right in front of your path right now, but you won't receive it and you won't accept it. Now, that's an experience that God wants you to have in your life, but you won't receive and you won't accept. So listen, you are about to miss out on the best opportunity in your lifetime because you got a hard time receiving and accepting things. So listen, this is the ABCs of life. Let mama tell you. Just go open the door. Go ahead and open the door. So listen, God wants you to open the door. Young lady, young man, open the door. Go ahead and experience. Sat down and enjoy the meal. God is delivering a meal to you. You got to chew what it takes to experience it, okay? Now, listen, that's for somebody out there, whoever's what put the shoe on and wear it, okay? Put the shoe on and wear. God wants to give you the best of the best. All you got to do is accept it and receive it. That ain't so hard to do. So, listen, that's the ABCs of life. Now, listen, I got to roll on. The next musical showcase I got on tonight is Favor Avail. Now, this is some bad music right here. Let me tell y'all something. The website is Favor. It's spelled F-A-V-O-U-R-A-B-E-L, favoravail.com. This is a bad website. Let me tell you, when you go to the website, it's bad. His stage name is going on the page, Favor Avail. It is really, really smoking hot. I am telling you, this website is the bomb. It is just wonderful. And the music is good as well. Now, listen, this, y'all fall out of y'all chairs. The first song is Cash Over Sex. Cash Over Sex. Simple as that. Cash Over Sex. Now, I want y'all to check this out. Take a listen, take a listen, take a listen.
I prefer cash, yeah, over sex. I prefer cash, yeah, over sex. That bitch wanna give me head, give me head, give me head. Introduce me to her parents and I left. Money, my notation. Go to space like I'm at a NASA space station, yeah. NASA strike off with gas line like a rocket, yeah. Speakers knocking when you see me, she's stocking, yeah. Plug like Richard Kid, I be walking, I'm walking, yeah. Moving up with G, we know how to move in silence. Money come and go, to my chest. I say content, so I never worry. It's a cold case that you can't solve. Bone. I make money even when I'm parking. She got in her feelings cause I play game like a Dodger. Keep my page on IG, critics witness on my target. Never stress this, no, I gotta believe in a process. Levitate in another way, drip like plasma. Beam of sun rays, like my aura just for fashion. Vicious teeth on my back, just to hide where the scars be. Niggas hate, and then waste as I lead a whole army. I prefer cash over sex. Never ever stress over ex, nigga. I prefer cash over check. And shout out DJ Khaled, we the best. Fuck a bank. Need a tank. Yeah, Titanic. Yo, shit sink. Roll up another one. While I get thanked. Better days to come. Ain't done yet. Roll another one. For my bro. Roll another one. Cause we gon' smoke. Yeah, if we want smoke. Yeah, we want smoke. Yeah, ooh, ooh.
Hey, cash over sex, cash over sex. Y'all know what? Some of y'all got this stuff wrong. See, listen, the artist Favor Avail is trying to tell y'all something, cash over sex. A lot of folks out running around here, they want sex, 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 sex. What's wrong with y'all? What is wrong with y'all? You know, some of y'all act like, you know, it's just the only thing in life. The only thing that exists in life is sex. But listen, Favor is telling y'all cash over sex. Listen. It goes down like this. Let me tell you something about this artist's bio and backstory. So, Favor Avail is an American rapper, singer, songwriter, composer, record producer, engineer, and businessman. He a businessman. See, that's why he got the song Cash Over Sex, because he is a businessman. If you got the cash, here come another life lesson. If you got the cash, that means you can afford. I ain't finna say that, y'all. Y'all done got to the end of the finish line before I even got there. So listen, that ain't what I'm going to say. I ain't going to say that cash will buy you sex or get you sex. I ain't say that. What I'm getting ready to tell you, if you got the cash, if you got the cash, no matter if you black, white, brown, purple, no matter how you looking, you could have one leg long, one leg short. You might have been born without a butt. You might have been born without a backbone. But honey, if you got some cash, if you got the green stuff in the coins, you can fix yourself up. You know what I mean? You can buy the best suits. You can buy the best cologne, perfume, whatever you need. You can get a hairdo. You know, you can glamorize yourself with the cash. If you don't have a good education, you can go and get an education if you have cash. Now, if you have cash, if you have no shoes, you can buy some shoes. If you have no hat, you can buy a hat, right? So now, if you have cash, you can present all of these things. You can get yourself together to be able to present yourself to ladies of great standing and great quality, and that way you will acquire the sex, right? So now, it's all in how you present yourself. So now, you can get all of these things. You have the cash. You can get all these things. If you don't have a great education and you want a good education, you can go and get a good education. You can acquire what you need to acquire on the outside of you in order to attract a woman, a female of quality, in order to get the sex. That's all he's saying, cash over sex. Now, the next song that's coming up by Favor Abel is Risk, Risk, Risk Taker. And you know what? Y'all get some backbone up in here. Get some backbone up in here. We got to learn to be risk takers. You can never know what's out of life if you don't take some risk. Everything involves a risk. Now, listen. Listen now, before I even play the song. You got to assess it. Learn how to assess. Learn how to strategize. You hear what I'm saying? Learn to strategize some stuff in your life. Mm-hmm. Before you even get to the point where you make a decision to take the risk. This is what you got to do. You got to create a strategy. You got to have a plan. You got to assess it to even get to the place of making a decision to take the risk. Now, everything in life is not a good risk to take, right? So once you have your strategy, once you take a look at it and assess it, say, okay, well, this would be a good risk. I can go ahead and do this, try it out, right? And then you go ahead and win it. All right. Now, listen, this is a risk taker, risk taker. Now, y'all take a listen to this song here. Check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out.
BDV, got it.
Tell my mama I'm sorry, I'm a risk taker. Ball like an NBA player. Made it to the league, I'm in the major. Guess I did them a favor. Bad behavior, blame it on the things that changed us. Yeah, my mind's been going crazy. I fell in love with blue faces. We can never be together, yeah, we reckless. And we living out our lives cause our dreams are endless. Never ask for a handout, never worry about how it'll pan out. Every day I dress up, stand out. Go ahead, come and pop some demand out. Never lost in the crowd, I stand out. I'm a leader, don't follow, I plan out. In the heat of the moment, I fall out. You can guess who's calling all the shots. Came from out of town. I'm the king, bitch, yeah, I wear the crown. Running Rousey in the first round. Shit on ice like it's a playground. So the judge don't need a raiment. I just cashed out all my payment. How much money I make, it don't make sense. Feel like NASCAR, be racist. Spend bands and sack fish. Import like agua. A Jedi Master, Obi-Wan, I was the chosen one. Feel like I'm liaison to the hotel Rwanda. Not part of the human race, they call me a young Martian, yeah. Tell my mama I'm sorry, I'm a risk taker. Ball like an NBA player. Made it to the league, I'm in the major. Guess I did them a favor. Blame it on my bad behavior. Blame it on the things that changed us. Yeah, my mind's been going places. I fell in love with blue faces. We can never be together, yeah, we reckless. And we living out our lives cause our dreams are endless.
Listen, listen, listen. That was Risk Taker, Risk Taker by the artist Favor Abel. Yes, up next I'm going to have Paul Flannery. Paul Flannery. But listen, I want to say this, and then I'm going to move on. I got some great, great music. I love this song that's coming up by Paul Flannery. Yes. And he's going to be on the CSC My Network, have an interview with him that's going to be coming up in the next couple of days. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to get down, chop it up, and talk about it. Listen, but before I get to that, let me get to this. Sometimes, oh, Lord, we got a lot of life lessons in this episode. Sometimes in life, the best things, you know, now let me put it like this. We heard the song Risk Taker, right? And he said he's a risk taker, right? And he said, I'm sorry, I'm a risk taker. Now, listen, of course they call it risk because you don't know how the outcome is going to be. That's why it's a risk. It's a risk because you don't know what the outcome will be. And see, that's why there's high anxiety. There's always high anxiety when it comes to taking risks because you really don't know how it's going to come out. It's just like shooting dice. You might shoot crap. You know, it might get snake eyes, whatever, whatever. I don't shoot dice. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Oh, my goodness. So, listen, when you take a risk, it's almost like shooting dice because you don't know how it's going. How it's going to unfold. It might unfold to your benefit. Of course, you would hope it's going to unfold to your benefit. And that's why when it comes to risk, you got to do your research. You got to vet people out, V-E-T, vet people out to the hill. And I got that terribly, terribly wrong. I just do it all the time. But anyway, you got to research everything beforehand to make sure it's going to be a good risk. Let me tell y'all something. Real quick, and then I'm going to go on to Paul Flannery. Got a hot, hot song, Solitude. I love the song Solitude by Paul Flannery. Listen, I worked at the university, DePaul University, for a few years. Loved it, loved it, loved it. In Chicago, Illinois. And my boss, I know y'all going to say he must have been kind of crazy. But anyway, my boss, he was the head of the finance department, the head of the finance department. Y'all hear this real good. He was the head of the finance department, right? So if you're head of the finance, as they say, finance, and you know, it's head of finance. So this doctor, he was a doctor. He was head of the finance department. And he lost all his money. He lost all his money because he took all the wrong risk when it came to the stock market. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? Now, this was before. He did all of this before he became the chair of the finance department at DePaul University. He lost all his money. You know, doing the stock market. I said, oh, Jesus Christ. And I said, wow, somebody did like that. And you know, you would wonder, how did they get that position? I won't get into that part of it. How did they get a position of being a chairman and a professor, and they lost all their money in the stock market? I said, good Lord. He don't know how to take risks when it comes to stock. Listen, let me tell you this. If you want to get into stocks and investments, don't do the stock market. Do something that's more, the outcome is going to be better. You know, like mutual funds. You know, do something like that. Do some CDs, certificate deposits. Don't play the stock market. If you can't, you know, put your money out there, and because you might lose. You might lose. Don't be like Martha Stewart and cheating. You go to jail for that. But anyway, let me get on. Paul Flannery with Solitude. Y'all take a listen. Solitude. Solitude.
Yeah.
hey, 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 that's solitude, solitude, solitude. Y'all know something? I really, really like this song. I really do. Yes, I do. Let me tell y'all something. Paul Flannery is a really, really special person. He really is a really special person. And let me, y'all dig on this. Y'all dig on this. Listen. Let me give y'all a life lesson. And this one is probably the most important life lesson I'm going to give during this particular broadcast. It is so extremely important. Then I'm going to play the next song, which is My Vibe by Willis. You know, it's so important in life to follow your gut instinct and follow what you're feeling on the inside. Now, this all ties up together. I'm getting ready to tell you. Y'all give a listen. Wake up right in here. Listen. Before you take a risk in life, before you make any business deals that's going to earn you cash, I'm going to tell y'all something. Some people got it and some people don't. Some people got to give, some don't. But listen, even if you don't got to give, everybody has an instinct. Yes, everyone has a measure of faith. Everyone has a measure of some type of wisdom. The thing is, people sometimes don't use the measure of faith. And sometimes people don't use the measure of wisdom that you do have, because when you were born, God gave everybody a certain measure of faith. Yes, whether you know Jesus or not, you got a measure of faith that you were born with, right? And so before you make a decision, before you decide to take a risk, yes, what you have to do is follow that instinct that's on the inside of you. Yes. I know God is on the inside of every living, breathing person, that's in the earth. Whether you accepted Jesus Christ or not, God is on the inside of you. You just don't know it yet, right? You just don't know it yet because you have not accepted his son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and your Savior, right? So now this is the most important thing right here. Before you make any decisions in life, use that gut instinct on the inside of you. If you have matured to the place where you have learned how to follow your gut instinct, you already know that that is the right way to go in a decision, right? So listen, before you take any risk, follow that instinct that's on the inside of your heart. That's the right way to go. That's the right direction to go. Now listen, all right now, listen, I got this. Is my vibe. This is by Willis. Y'all check this out.
Lake, big, summer, night, out by the lake, yeah, that's my vibe. Lake, big, summer, night, next to a plane, yeah, that's my vibe. Lake, big, summer, night, out by the lake, yeah, that's my vibe. Lake, big, summer, night, next to a flame, yeah, that's my vibe.
I'm not in the water, nice cold drink in hand. I cannot be bothered, sun shining and I'm the man. Baby, won't you get my back? Baby, won't you get my back? I will show love that. I'm in my element, times like these are heaven sent. Class is plain, all the girls are saying, that's my jam. Stories by the fire, yeah, we're lit, but we're getting higher. About to levitate, kiss the sky, put stars in place. Take a shot and make that face.
Lake, big, summer, night, out by the lake, yeah, that's my vibe. Lake, big, summer, night, next to a plane, yeah, that's my vibe. Lake, big, summer, night, out by the lake, yeah, that's my vibe. Lake, big, summer, night, next to a flame, yeah, that's my vibe.
What a time to be alive, I'm realizing it's like me that I love my life. Out here in paradise, every day's really nice. She's really, really fine, she's really, really tight. No matter where I go, it's a beautiful sight. Don't be too long, you wake up at night. Sunset, days go fast, watch the sun just pass. As you lay in the grass, enjoying glass. P-E-A-C-E, it's not just me, it's we. Enjoying this moment, that I'm own it. Gotta love you summer nights, California treats me nice. Lord knows I love my life, I'ma do this right, I'ma do this.
Lake, big, summer night, out by the lake, yeah, that's my vibe. Lake, big, my vibe. Late, big, summer, night, dead to a flame. Yeah, that's my vibe. That's my vibe. That's my vibe. That's my vibe. That's my vibe.
Hey, 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 that's my vibe, that's my vibe, that's my vibe. That's Willis, Willis, Willis. Listen, it is a musical salute and musical showcase. The artists you heard during this episode was Favorite Abel, of course, Corker Wink. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Corker Wink, Paul Flannery, and Willis. Listen, it's going to be a musical showcase for all these artists. Yeah, honey, it's going to be a chow down time. Y'all ever watch Professional Bull Riding? I love me some bull riding. Love me some bull riding. So listen, listen. All week long, we're going to be riding the bull, babe. We're going to be riding. It's going to be wild up in here. Do you hear what I'm saying? Listen, I want y'all to check out my boy Willis on SoundCloud, SoundCloud, SoundCloud. That is Willis, Willis the Kid on SoundCloud. Check him out. Check him out. That song, My Vibe, that was hot. Listen, learn to ride your own vibe. And that song, he's talking about My Vibe. Listen, people. Now, I'm going to say this because I'm out of time. I got to get on up out of here. Listen, my people. It was a whole lot of strong messages came down during this episode. So whichever one fits you, you grab onto it and run with it. So listen, this one, I'm going to wrap it up with this. Learn how to ride your own vibe. Get off of other folks' vibe. You know, you can't get to where you're going in this lifetime off of other folks' vibe because it ain't meant for you. You got to learn how to walk in your own lane, stay in your own lane, and ride on your own vibe. That's what Willis is telling us. Ride on your own vibe. See, listen, some people got the wrong vibe. That's why you can't stop comparing yourself to other people. You know, when you compare yourself to other people, you're going to be on the wrong vibe each and every time. When you keep on comparing yourself to other people, because some people is on the wrong vibe. You know, other folks' vibe ain't your vibe. So listen, listen, listen. Understand what your vibe is, and then you'll be able to get to the destination you were determined to get to because God had determined that's where you're going in the first place. But you can't get there while you're steady looking at somebody else and trying to ride on their vibe. God didn't want you to ride on their vibe. He wants you to ride on your vibe to get to your destined determination, right? So listen, God has already determined for you your destination where you're supposed to end up, but you can't get there because your head is steady turning and looking at somebody else. God wants you to look forward in the direction. God gave us two eyeballs to look forward. He didn't give us no eyeballs to look backwards. There's nothing in the back of our head to look backwards. He wants us to continue to look forward. And so that's what I'm telling you. Ride on your vibe, right? So that's what Willis is telling us in the song, My Vibe, My Vibe, My Vibe. Learn how to ride on your own vibe. Everybody got their own vibe. Listen, you can't get there riding on somebody else's vibe. It will never, ever work. If you try to copy and do what somebody else is doing, it never works. It's going to look like a mess. Listen, let me tell you this. Then I got to go. Got to get up out of here. So listen, if one person is making scrambled eggs with cheese, and you looking at they scrambled eggs and cheese, and you got oranges in your hand, and you try to make scrambled eggs and cheese out of your oranges, what that's going to come out like? A hot tail mess. So listen, if God gave you oranges, eat the oranges, right? Because that's what he gave you, right? So listen, stay on your vibe, get off of other folks' vibe, because it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. Now listen, I got to get on up out of here.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it.
She's
hold up.
Fierce. Fierce. She's fierce. 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 She's.
Woo. That girl fierce.
From a west side girl to a south side girl to a north side girl to a east side.